Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend John Deeney back on the show. John is a great resource for us, has been now for a long time, coming up on actually more than 14 years already. He's the author of a number of books, including the award-winning Hunting in a Farmer's World, Celebrating the Mind of an Entrepreneur. It's an outstanding book that I love recommending to people. And John is also the leading manager of the, a franchisee, I should say, of the Tab Boards organization. He's our good friend. John, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. It's always wonderful to come back.
Good to have you back. And, of course, John is a very prolific writer, and I encourage you to find his website and his blog. One of the things that you've been talking about lately, John, is the relationship between leaders in an organization, people who have leadership positions, and whether they should have a title and the relationship of those titles to their performance, right?
Right. Right. Well, it got me interested because one of the clients I was working with had an employee approach him and say, I need a title. I'm taking on a leadership role. And almost at the same time, I was working with another one in my coaching work, and he wanted to bestow a title. He had an employee who was taking initiative, and other people were beginning to listen to him. And it had only been a few weeks, and he was like, I've got to give this guy a title. He needs official authority. And so I got off on this riff about, titles and leadership have anything to do with each other. And I don't know how you feel, but I don't see a whole lot of relationship between a title and leadership abilities.
Well, I think titles are important. But I think it's important that you handle them properly. I do think that titles are important. I think they validate an employee if they've done the job, if they're in a position. And let me say this: titles, it depends on, it kind of depends on what kind of a title it is, right? If making somebody the manager of a department is not the same thing as making them a vice president of the company, right? So I think we should.
No.
I think we should differentiate that. But I've given people titles who don't manage anybody. They were individuals in a department. You know what I'm saying? My point is, we're not talking about that kind of a title, right? We're not talking about making somebody a senior sales executive, right? I think those are important titles. You're talking about titles that other people will respond to. Right.
Well, I think the way you're putting it, and you're right. It's the difference between titles for external purposes and titles for internal purposes.
Right.
You give somebody that supervises nobody a title that their role in your business is plain to an outsider, to a customer
That's
or a vendor.
That's helpful. And it's good for them. It's good validation for them too.
Sure. Sure. Giving someone a title inside. Someone who you expect to exercise authority or leadership over someone else, my feeling has always been, if at all possible, I don't bestow the title until it's obvious that everybody's following that person
right.
Anyway.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So explain that a little bit more. Tell us a little bit more about what that would look like.
One of the things I've said many times to other managers and executives is they come to me and they say, "Hey, when are you going to give Bob that title? You got to make him the manager."
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I say when everybody else in his department, when I feel they're going to shrug their shoulders at the announcement, well, yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Then then quite selfishly, it's less work for me.
You know, well, but
I don't have to run around convincing everybody that this guy needs to be their leader.
Well, and also, if this person's doing the job and hasn't been asking for it themselves, they're pretty cool in their own skin, too, right? I mean, that's a good sign, too.
Sure, sure. Like this client that wanted to bestow the title very quickly, young man, he had raised him up just recently. It was an internal posting. Mm-hmm. The guy took a job. And it was a solo job technically, mm-hmm. but he was working in other areas of the company, and he'd gone to the warehouse guys, who had been a bit of a problem for a long mm-hmm. time, and he said, hey, let's get this cleaned up. We can be more organized. I can't do my job unless it's right. Mm-hmm. And they were doing it.
So when they were just doing their job, which I think is not the right time to give somebody a title, John says to put it off as long as you can. We're going to talk some more about this after these messages. The connection between titles and leaders. 2012, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.